A surveillance video surfaced over the weekend that indicates a suspect was trying to flee police when he was shot and killed early last Wednesday. The video was not made public, but the footage was reviewed by three media outlets, including WBFO's partners at the Investigative Post. Editor James Heaney says the video shows Rafael "Pito" Rivera in front of the old school 77 on Plymouth Avenue. Heaney said Rivera trips and falls, crawls for several feet, and then gets up, takes another couple of steps, and is shot.
The police officer fires twice. You can actually see the muzzle flash on the video. And he immediately goes down.
In his review of the video, Heaney said he did not see Rivera holding a gun. But Buffalo police say he was, and that he refused to obey orders to stop.
I talked with a police source who maintains there's more than what meets the eye in that video, and that they have additional evidence that they maintain shows that Rivera was armed and posed a threat to the officer.
Rivera's family has retained attorney Stephen Cohen. It was Cohen who invited Heaney and two other reporters to see the video. Heaney said Cohen questions why Rivera was shot while he appeared to be running away.
Steve Cohen maintains that the shoot was not justifiable. In fact, it was a criminal act on the part of the officer.
The surveillance video is also in the possession of Buffalo Police and the Erie County District Attorney's Office. Mark Scott, WBFO News.